All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're not just going to bring you 10 minutes of Bear Witness because it happens to be, 20 minutes late. But we're going to go through it. Fuck it. Sounds lovely. Talk to you soon. Bye. With no further plans for the day, you're heading for the exit to walk home when you hear Athena's voice behind you. Grim! Hey, Grim! You turn and she catches up with you. You heading home? Yeah, done for the day. You? Yeah, looks like we have classes at the same time on Tuesdays. You want to lift back? On your motorcycle? No, on the back of my dragon. We'll be flying. Yes, on my motorcycle, dipshit. Do you have a spare helmet? No, but it's only a couple of miles. It'll take us maybe 5 minutes. You'll be fine. I don't know, isn't there like a helmet law in the state? She sighs in exasperation. There's maybe one cop in town we'd have to worry about, and he's sitting in his cruiser in a parking lot off Main. We'll be fine. Now, do you want a lift or not? Sure, of course. Yeah, let's do it. She smiles at you and skips ahead of you on her motorcycle. Do you always do that? Do what? Skip like a schoolgirl. Did I? Yeah, just like a little girl. I'm in a good mood, dickhead. That okay? I mean, she's still a girl, dude. A lot of you don't understand that, like, I don't know why this has to be explained, but traits that are in girls are also in women, just like traits that are in boys are in men. So some girls may be more, you know, flighty and floaty about. That doesn't change when she's in her 20s and 30s and 40s and sometimes even older than that. Like, it's, guys that have been married for a while can tell you, it still happens. Yeah, sure, sorry. I just thought it was cute. Oh, that's it. You're walking. Oh, come on. I didn't mean anything by that. It was just nice to see you being kind of carefree or whatever. Okay. Anyway, have you ridden before? Nope. Athena puts on her helmet. You're gonna hold on to me. Not too tightly, just firmly. Around the waist. When we take a turn, lean into it a little bit. I won't go fast, so don't worry too much. Okay, I got it. She climbs on her pat. She glides on and pats the seat behind her. You swing a leg over and wrap your arms around her waist. She reaches down and adjusts your hands a bit. There. You ready? I think so. She starts up the engine and you begin moving forward. She gestures down and tells you where to put your feet and then pulls out of the parking lot and onto the street. You are keenly aware of how your body is pressed to hers. Your hands are pressed to her stomach and you can feel the edge of her jeans below them. You can even smell the faint, fruity scent of her shampoo, which is a great feeling, guys. I'm a guy that's into, you know, pleasant smells. I know there's guys that are into bad smells, but I'm into pleasant smells. So if she smells good, oh yeah, that's a turn off. Lowrider, how I roll. Between all these sensations and the rumbling growl of the motorcycle between your legs, it's all you can do to not get hard. Oh yeah, a guy can totally get an erection off that shit. An image of her bent over the motorcycle while you fuck her from behind enters unbidden into your mind. You shake your head a bit, trying to focus instead on the ride. It feels longer than 5 minutes, but eventually you pull up to the house. She shuts off the engine and you somewhat reluctantly let go of her and swing your leg off the bike. Athena takes off her helmet. Well, did you enjoy that? Yeah, I kinda did. I can see that, haha. She looks politely at your groin and realizes you're sporting a semi despite your attempts not to. Shit, sorry I didn't. Don't worry about it, the vibrations get me going too. A long ride can get me in the mood for another long ride if you know what I mean. Oh yeah, those vibrations can do it, folks. Let me tell you, men or women, the vibrations will get you. She smirks at you and you find yourself speechless. You follow her up to the house, and she lets the two of you in. I'm gonna hit the bathroom. You hungry? Not really. Maybe in a bit. Okay, I'm gonna have a sandwich or something. Cool. Thank you for the ride, by the way. No problem. She smiles at you and you head to the head to your room for a few minutes to check emails. Now, I would have said when she said, I'm going to hit the bathroom. So don't hit it too hard, you might break your hand. That's what I would have said. She smiles at you and head to your room for a few minutes to check emails. Okay. When you come back downstairs, she's at the table eating. What are you doing the rest of the day? I don't know. Figured I'd read the syllabus for today's class, do some work on a couple of personal projects. Well, if you got some free time, we can play some Rain. Your MMO? I don't know if I can afford it right now, to be honest. I can get you a week trial for free. You just gotta download the game. Let's do it. Sure, send me an invite and I'll start downloading. Sorry, Athena's a woman after my own heart. I've always been into the ones that... The Manosphere always says, avoid the women with the piercings and the black lipstick and the tattoos and... But those were the ones I always were attracted to. It's like, but you can't do... But those are the ones... But clearly... No, just... Fuck it. Look, dude, those are the ones I was interested in. I'm sorry. I mean, what can I do? Fucking rad. Okay, text me your email address and I'll get you the invite link. You each head to your rooms. After downloading the game, she sends you her in-game name. After half an hour of building your character, during which Athena hollers up at you to hurry the fuck up multiple times. Oh, I don't like that mouse. I've got a mouse like that, and I'm not using it. I'm using my good old Logitech mouse. Oh yeah, I paid $50 for the mouse that looks like that, but I don't like it. It just, it's supposed to be a pro mouse, and I'm like, well, surely I need a pro mouse for, you know, my channel. And I'm like, dude, this fucking sucks. I just want a regular mouse where I can click and move the text forward. That's all I want. And sometimes to click to do actions in RPGs. That's it. It's like you go to a PC shop. What kind of mouse are you looking for? Well, I play a lot of visual novels and I just need something to click to move the text forward. Oh, I got the perfect one for you. And the guy points at the Logitech. Oh, $10. Great. And it lasts for 10 years. Awesome. You eventually join the server and fire off a friend request to Athena. She accepts and a moment later you hear a voice invite. You connect to it and you hear Athena cursing at something. That motherfucker. I don't know why his aggro range is so fucking huge, but it's fucking stupid. Boy, I've said worse than that in games. I've said shit that I won't say here. I use an F word, but it's not fuck. Getting your ass kicked? No, this thing is my bitch. I just hate having to fight off random mobs when I'm running through an area. I wish they'd go back to when mobs wouldn't try to attack if you were a certain level above them. Ah, okay. Took you long enough, by the way. The fuck you doing? Hey, there are a lot of options in this game. I wanted to make sure I chose the right character. You probably didn't, but it's cool. We all built our characters wrong the first time around. You'll probably want to switch up by the end of the week. That's cool. So are we playing together on your main, or... Nah, let me switch to an alt. I've got a level 4 healer that I didn't have much time to play with. Sounds good. I'm playing a tank.
Yeah, an Abrams.
Not that kind of tank. I saw that. Shadow Knight, right? How the heck did you know that? There's a poster of a game called Mythos there. Your starting area gave it away. Dark Elf Shadow Knights always start in Nectulos. Oh, okay, you know this game pretty well. I've been playing it since beta. Holy crap, that was what, 8 years ago? Yep, it got me through a really tough time. I've been hooked since. You mind if I ask? I had cancer. What? Are you serious? Yeah, I was diagnosed with leukemia right after I turned 13. Oh shit, I had no idea. Well, I don't talk about it a lot. It was a pretty fucked up time for me. I can imagine. Are you, like, cancer-free now? Completely. I've been in remission for almost 6 years. Anything past 5 years, they typically say you're cured. Well, some doctors do. Somebody's on Discord. Wow, that's crazy. Well, I'm glad you got through it. By the way, if anybody wants to get on our Discord, we totally have one, but I was told to just block all access from it for some reason. I don't know. Crazy shit, guys. But I'm on a lot of other Discords, so you can see me in places. I might make a comics one. Thanks, dude. So we meet up where? Hang out, kill some beetles. I'll take the boat to get to you. I don't think I can afford a port. Cool. Your characters eventually meet up and form a group. The two of you wade through enemies all around your starting area and eventually work your way out into the more dangerous parts of the map. You're doing very well until a powerful mob surprises the two of you and starts beating you down. Oh shit, this is bad. He hits so damn hard. Why is he in a newbie area? He's not usually here. Shit, usually he's killed as soon as he spawns by someone on an epic quest. He's a weekly respawn. Oh no, I think I'm about to die. Yeah, I'm out of mana. I can't hear you. I can't heal ya! Shit, looks like a corpse run after all. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't think about this guy being here. It's cool. Yep, I'm dead. Me too. And I'm way too fucking tired to do a corpse run now. We've been playing for 6 hours now. Shit, well, at least we didn't really have anything important on us. Yeah, the XP was the most important thing, so we'll just kill some level 1 trash around the newbie area and gear back up later. Yeah, we should hit the sack. Alright, good night, Grim. Good night, Thena. You shut down your rig and strip down. Oh, man. Well, to be absolutely honest with you guys, I just shut down the rig. I'm already stripped down. Climbing into bed, you find yourself fading fast and are asleep within minutes. Basically, what I do is I pop a few melatonin, switch it to whatever I'm going to watch, or sometimes just the back of my eyes, turn on the AC. Well, not even AC. I just got the fan on right now. And go to bed. That's how I do it. I just turn down the whole thing. Well, turn off the rig, go to bed, wake up, and I don't have to work tomorrow, so it'll be a good day. Always a good day when you don't have to work, right? Unless you enjoy your job, then it's completely different. You fade back into consciousness, your phone ringing on the nightstand. Wednesday. You grab it and glance at the name. Sadie. Okay. Hello? Hey, Grim, did I wake you? Yeah, you did. Shoot, sorry, I didn't realize. It's cool, what's up? Well, I was gonna ask if you were busy today. I could use your help with something. Okay, what's that? Well, I knew that I wanted to start getting into shape once I moved away from home, and I know you've kept yourself in pretty good shape. So you want me to be a workout buddy or something? Yes? Like, how often are we talking? Maybe a couple days a week? I don't need help getting motivated for the gym. That's actually been really easy, but the running. You groan. You want to go running with me? Please? Sure, I guess I can help. Yay, thank you so much. Where do you want to meet? By the school entrance work for you? You groan again. I'll have to find a ride over. I don't want to walk 2 miles and have to run. I'm sorry, I didn't offer to meet you at your place, but I don't know where it is and I don't have a ride either. No, don't sweat it. Give me 45 minutes, okay? I will. Thank you, Grim. I really appreciate it. Yeah. See you soon. You end the call and sit up groggily, swinging your legs around. You force yourself up and out of bed and start getting ready. Heading downstairs, you make some toast for breakfast and order an Uber. You see that it isn't Mora driving you, which sort of shocks you. When the car arrives, it's no one you know, so you spend the ride there, quietly gazing out the window. You pull up in front of PCA, thanking the driver. You head over to see Sadie trying to stand on one leg and stretch. Hey, you. Hey, you, Sadie. Getting stretched? Yeah, but it's been a long time since I've done any of this. I may need you to walk me through it. Sure, let's start with that stretch you're doing. I'll show you an easier way. Have a seat. Okay. The two of you sit down on the sidewalk. You expect it to be cold, but the sun has warmed it. Man, she's wearing a workout suit from 1984. I know, because... Well, I don't know, because I wasn't born that... That's like 1986 or something. I know, because I was born around that time, and... I know what the 80s were like. Don't make me go into the Village People ready for the 80s.
Ready for the 80s!
No, that's not. Okay, you spend about 20 minutes going through various stretches. Not quite so hard on the stretch. We haven't warmed up yet, so you don't want to overdo it. You could just end up hurting yourself. Oh, good to know. If you want, we can do some jumping jacks and get warmed up before the run. I don't know if that's a great idea. What do you mean? I haven't had a chance to buy extra sports bras yet. Okay? So jumping up and down while not having these puppies locked in place means they're going to be bouncing all over the place. Which means, kapoof, right in your face. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. It's bad enough we're going to be running without the extra support. Jumping jacks would be a bit too much. Jumping jacks begin! 1, 4, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6! Well, okay then. Aha, uh-huh. I didn't even think about that. Honestly, I had no idea they'd gotten that, massive? Sure, fuck it, we'll go with that. She laughs, her voice has a gentle ring to it, like a bell. You remember her sounding much the same when you were both younger. Yeah, I have to be careful with them. They already give me backaches and headaches. They're half the reason I want to lose weight. I'm hoping I can get them to a manageable size. You nod at her and then stand, helping her to get to her feet. What's the other half? Just, you know, health. I want to be healthy. That's a good enough reason alone. Hopefully we can keep you on track here. I hope so too. Ready to start? I think so. How far are we gonna run? I figure we'll do a mile and a half today. I know it might be a bit much for you, so we'll take breaks when necessary and walk parts. Okay, I think I can handle that. Cool. Well, let's go.
Come on, come on. Move your big ass. Come on, let's go. That's not how you do it. Be in the army.
You run down the street and turn, heading away from town. You slow your pace to ensure she can keep up, and you can tell right away that she hasn't run in a long time. This pace okay for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Say something if you think you need to slow down or start walking. She huffs as she responds.
Okay.
The two of you run along empty fields, past signs for residential lots, small homes on the very edge of Plattsburgh's limits. It's an easy loping run for you, but Sadie is clearly struggling. She's yet to ask you to slow down, though, so you keep the pace. Eventually, you reach the park, signifying the halfway mark. There's no hall here. Halfway? Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Man. That was the Star Wars franchise, wasn't it? Well, George, it's all downhill from here. After the sixth one, that's about it.
Downhill, it's flat. I mean, we're on the back half, no longer getting farther away. Oh, okay. Sorry, my mind is focused elsewhere. Just let me know if you need to slow down. She gives you a quick nod and you continue on. You listen to her breathing as you go, to making sure she doesn't try too hard to push her limits. Eventually the school is in sight again and you pick up the pace slightly. Okay, let's finish strong. Keep up with me. Sadie huffs again, but starts moving her legs faster. You can hear the breath rattling in her chest. See the flush on her face. She's struggling, yet she's not stopping. Finally, you run up to the school entrance and peel off. You arrive to the grass. Okay. As she flails her arms out while grasping for air. That was awful. Aha, it wasn't that bad. You did great. Kill me now. You snort at her, monitoring. We're not monitoring anyone. Motioning for her to take a seat. We'll do a cooldown typically, but we should hold off until you've got the right gear for that. So we'll stretch instead. Okay, same stretches? Partner assisted this time. Sit down and spread your legs as far as you comfortably can in front of you. Yep, that's how you do it. She follows your instructions and you do the same, mirroring her. You place your feet against hers and reach for her hands. Sadie blushes as she takes your hands. Okay, I'm gonna pull you towards me. Tell me when you feel a good stretch. Don't let me go too far, but make sure you're really engaged in the stretch. Okay. You pull her towards you, and after a bit, she mutters for you to stop, so you hold her in place and count down. She's staring intently, almost like she's looking at your groin area. She is looking at your groin area. See something you like? She looks up. What? You are looking right at my crotch. You laugh as she blushes and stammers an apology. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean. Don't sweat it, I was only kidding. It isn't a big deal. Not many other places to look. Okay, that should be enough. Relax, then lean back and pull me towards you so I can get my stretch in. When you're around women, whenever you can find a place for humor, throw it out there. I always do that, and they always fucking laugh. She leans away, pulling you towards her. She appears to be trying her best not to look directly at you while you stretch. Eventually, you have a reflex. We're not doing that. Eventually, you have a relax and go through the motions again for each of you. You work your way through several stretches and when finished, decide to relax a bit. So, got an idea what you'd like to do for a workout schedule? So, we're gonna start with the 30s. Yep, 30-pound dumbbells. I think you can handle that. And then after that, we'll start going up to the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, and we should be able to get you on the hundreds by the end of the month. You'll be really bulking up by then. We'll get you good. That's what I tell her. Never start a woman out with 30 damn pounds. Yeah, I want to do cardio 3 days a week. So maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, if you're okay with that. Yeah, I think I can do that. Awesome. Then I'll be going to the gym on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sounds like a good plan then. You okay with switching it up to different types of cardio? Not every week, I mean. Just once in a while. Like what? Could always find a local indoor pool. Swimming is good low-impact cardio. He's right about that. We could also do stationary bikes at the gym. And old-fashioned calisthenics. Get the blood pumping. Yeah, I guess so. What's wrong? Nothing, I don't know how ready I am to be in a swimsuit. Oh, okay, we can hold off on that until you're more comfortable. But we'll get you there. I hope so. Okay, well, I gotta head back home. You okay to get back to your dorm? Legs aren't too wobbly? No, I'm fine. Thank you, Grim. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you helping me. You smile at her. I'm benefiting from it too. I get to stay in shape and hang out with my favorite person. You look around quickly, but no one's nearby. Ha! And you are worried about my big mouth. Okay, shush now. Ha ha. So, see you Friday morning? Absolutely. How you getting home? I'm just gonna jog home, I think. After how you complained about walking here? Ha, yeah, I was just grumpy and feeling lazy, but now that I'm warmed up, it sounds a lot more appealing. Okay then, I hope I get to that point someday.
You will.
You wave goodbye to each other and start jogging into town. It's been a while since you've been able to run outdoors.
You don't run indoors.
Hey, what are you doing running in the house? I can see Athena yelling about that. Not a lot of great places to do.
Really?
Well, I didn't know we were going to be doing any places. Not a lot of great places to go. So in NYC, you use treadmills and bikes at the gym. You decide to stop at the clinic on the way back to get the testing done for Val. It's a quick blood draw. They promise you results by Friday, so you head back out to make the run home. After a few minutes, you realize you're exhausted and you begin to walk across the street and pull out your phone to order an Uber. You see that is, as usual, Maura that's picking you up. Man, they really don't have anyone else driving around here, do they? You wait for Maura to arrive, and when she pulls up to the curb, you open the door and climb in. She smiles at you as you sit down. Hey there, stranger. Hey you, how's things? She pulls away from the curb and heads towards your house. Not too bad, slow morning so far. You really work all the time, don't you? She gives a small shrug. I work whenever I can, usually it's just a couple of hours here and there between classes. I try to work most of my off days as well. Geez, how are you balancing all that with school and everything? I don't really have a choice. I need the hours to pay for classes, rent, food, stuff. Parents aren't helping out with the cost of any of that. My parents died when I was 13. Oh shit, I'm sorry, I didn't know. It's okay, it was a long time ago. Who did you live with after? I went into foster care. Well, eventually I went into foster care. Oh. I've had a stint in foster care. Yeah, it wasn't great. I've heard stories. Well, not everything you've ever heard foster kids go through happened to me, but yeah, it sucked. So you're responsible for pretty much everything here, like no help from anyone? I do remember one thing in foster care. You know, it was the boys, because they were separated from the girls, obviously. But in the boys' dorm, basically, they would do some cool shit. Our dorm masters, you know, they were big geeks. So we watched, like, all the Lord of the Rings movies. And it's, like, the first time I got to see them, you know? So that was a pretty cool thing to watch those Lord of the Rings movies like that. I mean, we do that. We have movie nights. And it was actually not bad. Yeah, and, of course, you know, I had my metal records and stuff in my dorm teacher or whatever he said to me. He said, like, I'll let you listen to these as long as you listen to them low, because, like, I understand your kind of music and stuff, and it's cool. So I didn't stay there very long, but I stayed there maybe a couple of weeks. So it was interesting. It was kind of, remember there was a ghost story one time we told in there. And one of the boys got so scary, because remember, it's lights out. When lights out, everybody's supposed to be in bed. But we were telling some kind of scary story, and one of the kids flipped out, young men. He just ran down the stairs, and the alarms went off and everything, and that was a crazy time. But oh yeah, I was definitely in foster care for a little bit. The school was absolutely a joke. You literally just picked up a book and had a bunch of little... I mean, you basically just read crap and answered questions. It was dumb. There wasn't a teacher there. You just read a book, and it would have everything in it. So it was extremely lame and probably one of the worst forms of education you can get. You could get better education off the internet just watching random videos. Of course, this was way before that, actually. Well, YouTube was a thing, but it wasn't like it is now. So you're responsible for pretty much everything here, like no help from anyone? Child Services has programs to help kids after foster care, but they only go so far, and some of them are limited to schools in the state. I did get some monetary assistance for a couple of years there, but after that, and after moving here, got it. Well, shit, that really blows. Yeah, man, she's doing Uber because she doesn't really have anything else, man. Like, that's a real thing. Like, that's a real fucking thing, guys. Sucks, but that's life. Yeah, but I'm dealing with it. It's hard, but I wanted to be here. It was important to me. I get that. How are you settling in? Everything is good. I like it here. I've met some cool people, and I like the classes so far. That's great. You both smile at each other. We still on for Sunday? Hell yeah, I'm excited. It's been a while since I got to play. Cool. I'm excited, too. Mora pulls up to the front of the house. Well, I'll see you later, Mora. It was cool talking with you again. You too. Have fun. Haha. I'll try. Thanks. You climb out of the vehicle and walk up the stairs to the house. Heading inside, you see your roommates in the living room. Athena and Heidi are watching TV in the living room, and Heidi is leaning back against Athena. Hey, guys. Hey, you. Where'd you head off to? Went running with a friend. She wants a workout buddy. Heidi turns and looks over the back of the couch at you. Oh, a workout buddy. Is she hot? Should I be jealous? Ha! No, she's my classmate, and she's sweet, but I'm not really into her. Okay, to be honest, I'm not really a jealous person anyway, so don't sweat it. Good to know. Athena is, though. Shut the fuck up. I am not. Yes, you are. Remember that guy? I fucking knew you were gonna bring that up. Because you are totally jealous. I fucking was not. He was an asshole and you deserve better. So I made sure you saw his true colors. Yeah, he was an asshole, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. What'd he do? Hook up with another girl? No, it wasn't like that. I mean, I've got Athena, so it isn't like I can make some guy who's interested be monogamous with me. So? Athena acted like she was into him, but only if he stopped seeing me. And he was all over that. Then he said some pretty mean shit. And she was standing right behind him the whole time. Yeah, so I poured a drink on his head and Athena and I left. Not before we kissed in front of him and Heidi said, see what you could have had if you weren't such a douche. The look on his face. You two are fucking evil. Oh, damn. Hmm? How do you manage to be that hot while all sweaty and dressed like a senior citizen? What's wrong with my clothes? She said he dressed like a senior citizen. You look like you should be using a walker. You're feeding pigeons at the park. Geez, okay, I get the drift. I'll pick up something different when I get a chance. Good news is the flushed and sweaty look is pretty hot. You take a seat next to the girls. It really isn't. You hush. You have weird issues about bodily fluids. They aren't weird. Anyway, I can smell your pheromones all the way over here. Go shower before I jump your bones. That's not incentive for me to... Oh God, stop flirting in front of me, you two. Go shower, Grim. Okay. You sure you don't want me to wipe my pits on you so you get the full effect? You try that shit and I'll hurt you in ways you can't imagine. Heidi is grinning at you as you stand Heidi is grinning at you as you stand and slowly back away from the two of them. You hear them laughing as you race up the stairs to your room to grab clean clothes and a towel. You take a quick shower. Heidi then gives you a ride to your class. Your 90-minute class flies by and the rest of the day is uneventful. Soon it's time to head home. When you arrive home, you start working on one of your school projects and then decide to hit the hay. Working on Blender. You know, there's a lot of these AVNs, and I thought, maybe I should get involved. I don't know. I'm going to talk to some of the devs about it. But if I was working on an AVN, chances are I wouldn't have a chance to cover them. So I might just leave it to them at this point. Because even though I have ideas, like, I think it might be better to let the people that aren't covering the AVNs, you know, right, make the AVNs. I have a purpose in this community. My purpose is to cover the AVNs. Their purpose is to make the AVNs. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? Because if everybody that was covering the AVNs was making the AVNs, there wouldn't be anybody to cover the AVN. So you get the idea, don't you? Yeah. Thursday. You are jolted awake by a shrieking scream of good morning before something slams into you. When you come fully awake, you discover that Heidi has assaulted you in your sleep. Oh, good, you're awake.
Well, I'll be. That's the best damn way a man can get woken up. All right, guys. So, at any rate, we're going to go ahead and end it there because we've got some degeneracy, debauchery, and depravity coming your way with more Pale Carnations. But we'll have more Bear Witness for you guys. So, just bear with me for a little bit, and we'll deliver. I'm out.